Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's so good to have all of you here today. I've got a powerful show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to entrepreneurs, to you business owners out there, or would-be entrepreneurs or business owners on really how to up-level your business. Now, listen, I've been working with business owners for the last 30-plus years. I've developed several businesses myself, including one that we started from scratch, did over $100 million in the first year of business, went on to do $200 million the second year. So I know a little bit about business, right? Well, I've learned this, is that all businesses, no matter what, you're going to have to do some things differently. The first thing you have to do differently in business, if you want to grow your business, is you have to listen. You have to listen to the experts on how to upshift your thinking, your business model. You know, everything is changing in business right now, one more time, right? Remember how excited we were in the when the dot-com era came and everybody's on the internet and all. Gosh, every day somebody said, hey, Ken, go over to this site and check this site out and that site out. Well, we're here again with AI. Everything is changing up. And today, we're going to be talking about how to not only prepare for the AI wave, but how to really upshift your thinking. And again, it's about listening. So I'm hoping you get a pen and paper right now and take some time, really get focused on this show, because this show is going to help you to up-level you and your business. I got to take a quick break. When I get back, I am going to have my first and only guest on the show. Wait till you see who I am today.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Welcome back, everybody. And yes, today I have my very favorite friend, Tony Durso, and renowned entrepreneur in the space that we're in here in the podcast TV world. Tony, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Ken, thank you so much for having me on your show, The Courage to Level Up Your Business. Oh, we got some good stuff to talk about.
Good stuff. Well, you know, some people don't know you, but I want to give you a formal introduction here. For those of you that are just getting to know Tony D'Urso is a top 100 Apple podcast and the number one show on the charitable worldwide. With over 45 million total listeners and over 200,000 listens per episode, Tony is a multiple best-selling author who provides a massive impact for entrepreneurs who want to share with the world their brilliance, their gifts, their talents. Tony, it's so good, really, to have you. You know, you and I have been doing this for a while, and every now and then I get blessed to have you back on the show to share some of your wisdom. So I'm just going to jump into it. You know, my first question I always want to ask is like, how did you grow your show so fast? You know, how did you do that? Let's just start there.
Well, thank you so much. I have my roots in public relations and marketing, more marketing and sales than anything else. I've done that in the corporate world. And I used a lot of that information to grow my own business. And there's a lot I'm going to show you here. First of all, when you have your own business, no matter whether you work for someone or not, you need to do marketing. It's something that you have to do to let people know about it. Most people in the world, most businesses in the world, you need to let other people know about it. There are some select businesses where you don't want a lot of people, but most of the time you do. And so you have to know marketing to some degree. And when I went into podcasting, I had zero audience. I didn't know any elite entrepreneurs. I didn't know any millionaires and billionaires. I was a nobody, but I knew marketing. And so I used that to grow myself, to grow my show. And yes, today now we've finished 7 years. And yes, we're over 45 million listens of my show. It's really quite something. It's like hitting like a million downloads a month, you know, more or less. It's just really good. And I could say I'm blessed, but it's, and I am, but the key is marketing and how to do it. And I'm going to go over, I'll cover some of those points, if you like, that I've done.
I want to know, what are the key elements? What are the key points that helped you grow so fast?
One of the things that I did was I focused on guests, and I focused on when I bring on a guest, because my show includes guests, is I ask them to promote. I want and encourage my guests to promote on social media, to their email list. And that's part of it, though I never follow up. I just want to make sure that I have a guest that will promote the show. And I've used that to grow the show quite a bit. And one of the things I've done, let's call this Tony 8.0. This is my eighth year. My latest marketing strategy is now I've added video shorts on my interviews, and I put those on social media. Now, this is an important lesson. In social media, there's a lot of experts. In social media, there's a lot of people telling you, saying what you can do. And I want you to know right from the get-go, I don't listen to what is the accepted protocol for posting on what network. I think you can limit yourself by following or trying to follow what somebody else is telling you that you should do. No. Hey, it's social media. This is my interview. This is my show. I'm going to talk about it because the information here is designed to help people grow in their life and business. I'm not trying to particularly sell an ad. I'm giving information. I'm giving expert guidance and wisdom. So I say, no, don't listen to experts that tell you otherwise. Listen to what you want to do and use social media for what it's there for, to get to know people. I mean, do you really use social media to get to know people, to engage, to talk about something that's going to help them? Or are you using it just to say, buy this, buy this, buy this? So you got to switch from that if you are. Switch from that to just getting to know people. And on that, when you post to social media, do you post and disappear and never come back? Or do you check back that somebody actually answers you? And do you tell them that you appreciate that answer? when I go on my social media, and I'm going to kind of cover a little bit of AI on this, and I've got more to say about AI. When I go on social media, I don't have a robot giving you a message. I don't have a robot or an AI saying, hey, check this out. When you read from me, I wrote it. I posted it. And when you say, hey, that's cool, or whatever you say, and you get a response, I did it myself. I engage with every single person as best as possible on social media. I just don't like some other machine or something to try to engage. There's a lot of pitfalls in that we're going to cover. And that's one of the key things that that I've done to grow my show is, you call it being authentic. It's just being real. It's being who I am. And, you know, referrals is also a good part of it. And you probably don't do it so much. But like I was just mentioning earlier on having people promote my show, is if I know from reading about you and your testimonials, you know, I'll say, hey, can you introduce me to Sam or Mary or whoever? I'll ask for a specific introduction, just an introduction. You don't have to say much. If you have a testimonial from somebody whom I consider would be good to have on my show, then I'll reach out to you and ask. And that's really how it should be. And I've gotten some big names on my show. For example, the number one voted top martial artist in the world, Jeff Speakman, who's got one of the top iconic martial arts movies. I got him just by that sort of methodology. So, but that's kind of, I'm limiting this a little bit to podcasters, but you could also use it for your business. If you see a testimonial, it's one thing to say, hey, Ken, give me some referrals. But if I said, hey, Ken, I see this person has said something nice about your company from Microsoft. Can you introduce me to them? No guarantee. All you have to do is connect because you know how to reach them. Very, very important. It's not used so much, is it?
It's not. And I love what you're saying. I mean, you know that word being authentic is kind of a buzzword out there. And it really means to be you, right? I mean, who is you? You know, it's like if I were to ask people, you know, well, who is Tony Dorso, right? I mean, you might ask, well, Tony's a marketeer, Tony's a husband, Tony's a friend, Tony's a this or that. But the essence of Tony comes through in his shows. That essence piece is what we're talking about, being yes, sir. Just being Tony. You know, it's just like showing up. And, you know, what I love about Tony, and I think you probably one that modeled this for me early on. It's just, you know, it's cool to make, you know, ohms and ahs and mistakes and whatever you got to do. Just put yourself out there, you know, be real, be fun, have some fun with your life, right? In the marketing, the business area. If we're not having fun, I don't know about you, Tony. I don't want to do it too long. I gotta take a quick break. When we get back, I want to take a dive into how you were able to attract an interview in your show. Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup from the Soul, Kevin Harrington, one of the creators of Shark Tank, and so many more. Well, I'd like to let my audience know how you did that. All right, we're going to be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your
use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your
use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energy.
On your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
See the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible. Wow, love that, don't you? Are you doing it? Listen, I'll be right back with my guest, Tony Durso, but I want to reach out to you, my audience, and I want to just let you know that this show is for you. And this show is for you to up-level your thinking, your consciousness, your business, and your life. And if you are enjoying that, if you're enjoying the show, we ask that you please share it with friends and family. That's how we grow. We grow organically on this show. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, please do. Just Google Voices of Courage on our YouTube and go subscribe. That's how we grow. That's how we serve one another. And that's how we up-level this show and up-level your life. All right, back to my guest, Tony Durso. All right, Tony, how do you attract the best of the best in the industry to get on your show?
I would say off the top of my head very quickly that there's probably two methods. One is both are asking. Both are asking and reaching out. One is, I go to your website. I see that you, as I had just mentioned, you have a testimonial. I say, hey, I would love to speak to Mark Victor Hansen. I noticed that you had him on a show or he said something good about your book. And I just leave it there. If that can happen, great. The other way, and I've gotten a lot of what we call A-list celebrities as well, is get on a news service. What's it called? One of them is called Cision, and there's other services where you get emailed daily or weekly various briefs of what's happening in the world. You know, I just got something just this morning, but I don't want to say the name yet, of a well-known person. Literally every person in the world knows this person. And I read about this person's making a special appearance somewhere. And I read through the whole article and I found a media contact. And I sent them a message saying, hey, who I am, what I do, I'd love to interview this person. We'll see if that happens. But it's that sort of reaching out. I've gotten Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, as you mentioned, Jeff Speakman. I just mentioned he is The Perfect Weapon. Check out his movie. It's an iconic martial arts film from, I think, 1991. And he's literally voted the top martial artist in the world. It's that sort of reaching out. I've gotten Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, as you mentioned, Jeff Speakman. I just mentioned he is The Perfect Weapon. Check out his movie. It's an iconic martial arts film from, I think, 1991. And he's literally voted the top martial artist in the world. It's that sort of reaching out. I've gotten Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, a lot of customers, a lot of prospects, a lot of referrals by just podcasting. And that same methodology where you speak to someone and you just find out who they know that's in the top tier and you ask for that introduction, it really works. And I've interviewed Wesley Snipes. I've interviewed some big names out there just because I reached out. That's the key thing. You got to reach out. And if they come to you, that's a bonus.
Yeah. Well, it is a bonus. And, you know, you and I have a friend. His name is Ryan McCormick. I think you know Ryan. He's a PR guy. Maybe you don't, but anyway, I think you do. And Ryan's method is similar to yours, too, because I know you drip on people. Like, if you don't get them today, you just keep dripping. You set your intention. And sooner or later, you know, they seem to show up. Seems magical sometimes, but the truth is you've been putting it out there in the world. And eventually they come to you. You've had some of the top and the best of the best. You know, today in our world, AI, we're now in the AI generation. Okay. It's here, we're there. It's moving into our fields in so many ways. I know for a fact that within a very short period of time, you'll be able to see me in a holographic image. And you'll be able to ask me any question that you want. And where are the answers going to come from? From all my books, my tapes, my videos, my shows, my guests, you know, everything that is Ken Foster, you know, will be in this AI holograph. Interesting, right? That's just one piece of it, right? Our automobile industry is changing. Our airline industry is changing. Everything's changing. But right now there's opportunity, especially in this media, for AI to really augment your life so easily. You know, I know Tony, I have an app that writes commercials for me now. And in about a minute, and it puts in my voiceover, it puts in graphics, it puts in everything it needs. It's amazing. Well, I'd have to do some edits, but it's life. Well, how's AI affecting you, man? How's it impacting you, brother?
Ken, if that AI that you
usually, you know, I know Tony, I have an app that writes commercials for me now. And in about a minute, and it puts in my voiceover, it puts in graphics, it puts in everything it needs. It's amazing. Well, I'd have to do some edits, but it's life. Well, how's AI affecting you, man? How's it impacting you, brother?
Ken, if that AI that you
usually, you know, I know Tony, I have an app that writes commercials for me now.
The news is made by AI. You know, the social media posts are made by AI. AI is answering the social media posts, and now you're getting AI engaging with AI and things being upgraded. It's a bit much. And as I mentioned before, when you see a post, I wrote it. When you get an answer, it's from me. I believe in that. You got to add that personal touch. The AI can do so much. That's kind of where I'm going. It can do so much, but you need that personal touch. Yeah. You know, I had a person send me this.
You're 100% right. AI is not there to replace us. AI is there to augment us and augment what we do. You know, when I write copy, I'll write AI copy, but then I send it to my copywriter. And what he does is he makes sure that somewhere between 30 to 40% is AI, the rest is me, okay? The rest is human. So I think that's what Tony's talking about. Am I accurate there?
Yes. A few years ago, I did an interview with Byron Reese. You'll find him on my archives. He's the foremost authority on AI. He is the authority. And in that interview, he made it very clear, humans can never, he said, never be replaced by AI completely. He explains why in that interview, and he gives a list of jobs and positions that only humans can do. Yeah. So I want to make that very, very clear. Yeah. Just like you use, you know, whatever you use to aid you, it's an aid, it's a tool, mm-hmm. but it doesn't replace. So that was why I made that joke about add some love and it's perfect, because you have to keep that human element in there. It doesn't replace you. That's my point. It seems like it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know?
Yeah. You know, the latest app out there that I've been using with AI is Claude. And that was, it had been told me that I guess it's an Elon Musk type product. It's the first one that puts some heart into the copy, which is very interesting how it's done that. But I agree with you. You know, there are certain, if it's something that can be automated, that AI might be able to do better than us, like drive a car, for instance, you know, or drive, you know, fly an airplane, all that stuff can be automated, right? So if that's your job in the next few years, hey, you know, you should be looking right now and preparing for the next level. And, you know, we had this in the .com, right, Tony? People are displaced, right? Things were changed. We had that with COVID when everything, you know, all of a sudden, you know, office buildings were empty. And you know, if you own office buildings, you might have been in a little trouble at that time because people were all coming home. And now so many people work from home, right? So we've gone through these changes. My point is this. We don't have to be afraid of it. I think we have to embrace it. But we also have to be cautious about what we're asking it to replace. Listen, I got to take another break, brother. I got to be right back. And I want to thank all of you for being here. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, this show grows with you. So if you will take some time, energy, and effort maybe to go and give us a like on their YouTube or maybe just share it with one friend, just one friend. That'd be amazing. Maybe 10 friends about what we're asking it to replace. Listen, I got to take another break, brother. I got to be right back. And I want to thank all of you for being here. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, this show grows with you. So if you will take some time, energy, and effort maybe to go and give us a like on their YouTube or maybe just share it with one friend, just one friend, that'd be amazing. Maybe 10 friends about what we're asking it to replace. Listen, I got to take another break, brother. I got to be... Maybe just share it with. Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's so good to have all of you here today. I've got a powerful show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to entrepreneurs, to you business owners out there, or would-be entrepreneurs or business owners on really how to up-level your business. Now, listen, I've been working with business owners for the last 30-plus years. I've developed several businesses myself, including one that we started from scratch, did over $100 million in the first year of business, went on to do $200 million the second year. So I know a little bit about business, right? Well, I've learned this, is that all businesses, no matter what, you're going to have to do some things differently. The first thing you have to do differently in business, if you want to grow your business, is you have to listen. You have to listen to the experts on how to upshift your thinking, your business model. You know, everything is changing in business right now. One more time, right? Remember how excited we were in the when the dot-com era came and everybody's on the internet and all. Gosh, every day somebody said, hey, Ken, go over to this site and check this site out and that site out. Well, we're here again with AI. Everything is changing up. And today we're going to be talking about how to not only prepare for the AI wave, but how to really upshift your thinking. And again, it's about listening. So I'm hoping you get a pen and paper right now and take some time, really get focused on this show, because this show is going to help you to up-level you and your business. I got to take a quick break. When I get back, I am going to have my first and only guest on the show. Wait till you see who I am today.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get up the circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get up the circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back.
Awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
We are back. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. This is the Voices of Courage show. Today, it's the Courage to Up-Level Your Business is the title of our show. And I'm with Tony Durso. Tony is well-known in the podcast industry. He has, at this point in time, 45 million people that have connected with him listening to his show. And Tony, that's just to be commended. People are obviously connecting to your message. Tony, what is your message? What is your message, you know, when you think about it? Why are so many people connecting with you? I know you're a great marketer, but you can be a great marketer. If you don't have the right product, nobody's going to buy. Podcast industry, he has, at this point in time, 45 million people that have connected with him listening to his show. And Tony, that's just to be commended. People are obviously connecting to your message. Tony, what is your message? What is your message, you know, when you think about it, why are so many people connecting with you? I know you're a great marketer, but you can be a great marketer. If you don't have the right product, nobody's going to buy. Podcast industry, he has, at this point in time, 45 million people that have
this and do that, and they don't want to get up and do it. So I say, just take action. When you've got this idea, this vision, get up, go do it, and persevere, because only the successful people. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of millionaires and billionaires. I've interviewed people that were living on the streets, and I tell you, they didn't stop there. They pushed through their barriers and they made it to success, you know, and I interviewed them, right? So you have to realize that there are hurdles there. There's barriers, there's brick walls, there's steel walls, there's all sizes, but you've got to bust through and you've got to figure out how to get around them for that vision and persevere. And by sowing good seeds, literally sowing good seeds, which means when you have a seed, just a silly, kind of silly example maybe, and you put it in the ground, next day you're not going to see a giant redwood or an oak tree. It takes time for it to grow. So you sow good seeds about your business, about what you're doing. Consider it like good tasks or good deeds. You're doing good things and you're sowing them, and they're growing. And by, again, back to that, being authentic, being who you are, putting some love in it, it grows, and that actually helps create a vision. Guys, this is not pie in the sky. When you sow good seeds and you do good deeds, it comes back to you. It may take time. I've been doing this for, this is now going in my 8th year, and I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've seen a lot of podcasters disappear. There's a couple million podcasters out there, but there's only a couple hundred thousand that are consistently active, and even less than that that are successful. There's things that you have to learn. And the big thing to tie that all in is your goal, your vision, what you envision doing. Don't change it. Once you have a really, really good vision worked out, and I can teach you how to do that, you stick with it, because it will push you through the madness we had a couple years ago and everything else. Very, very important. So those are some of the messages that I give on every show.
That's great. Tony, you know, I'm curious what, you know, people are listening to this and they're going, well, you know, where do I connect with Tony, and what does Tony do? Does Tony help me become a podcaster? Does Tony coach me in my business to take the next level? Does Tony show me how to get, you know, the next level in my world? You know, what does Tony do, and what where can they find you, Tony?
Tony's Italian. Tony does everything. Simple.
Mamma mia, pizzeria. Okay.
Except I won't teach you how to cook, but I can help you podcast. I can help you market your book, market your business. I come from marketing. We actually do marketing for others. We do some very effective marketing to get people engaged. Podcast marketing, you can find me at tonyduruso.com. And you can email me at tony@tonyduruso.com to find out about me and read up about me. I've got some books out there, and I've just come out with a fiction book, which is a little bit different. And there's a reason for that, but it's a very good book because, Ken, we all can't work 100 hours a week nonstop forever. You got to take a break. So when you need a break, this book is called Iman of Atlantis. First episode, the first book is called Bitten. It's quite good. It's on Amazon. I think it's a good read. Guys, got to take that break because you don't get burnt out.
Wow. Well, Tony, let me ask you, I didn't know about the books. So when somebody reads those books, like, you know, what experience will they have? What will they walk away with?
Well, the Tolucan Times calls it a unique world in the tradition of Tolkien. They did a beautiful book review on it. They said it's a tale well told. It's got a plot full of twists and kind of connected. Most of you are probably familiar with what's called the Mercator map and Mount Meru. It's in the center of Earth, where, you know, everywhere go north, and it's the center of Earth. On all maps, it was there up to about a couple hundred years ago. And if you go look up the Mercator map, you'll see that there are four island continents, which today's maps, it's gone. They disappeared. Well, my co-author and I, we took the North Island of those island continents and we put Atlantis there, and we drew out this detailed map of how it looked and the mountains and rivers, and we created the whole land. And with that, we came up with the story of the Iman of Atlantis, which is, again, this fun romp. The book starts off describing who the Iman are. You've never heard Iman before. And it goes into the Iman, and let's call it the Nanai, and the mountains and rivers. And we created the whole land. And with that, we came up with the story of the Iman of Atlantis, which is, again, this fun romp. The book starts off describing who the Iman are. You've never heard Iman before. And it goes into the Iman, and let's call it the Nanai, and the mountains and rivers. And we created the whole land. And people will do anything for that power. And you probably won't believe, or maybe you would, who gets caught up in that? I'm talking fiction in the book. It's just full of a lot of changes and stuff. And it's a fun read. That's so cool. So when you need to take that break, I recommend checking so it cool. out. Oh, by the way, okay, here it is. Yeah. Bitten. And this is the symbol for gold, the alchemical symbol for gold.
Interesting. Wow.
And the bitten is because they're...
Well, I tell you, you're always coming up with something unique, creative, and brilliant. So I'm sure that it's a wonderful read. And it's interesting. I learned this and I teach this. And that is, if you want to open up your creativity, hang around with creative people. Hire creative people, right? Hire people that are, and for instance, Tony is a very highly creative person. He's in marketing. You have to be creative to be in marketing. Marketing's ever changes. It's ever different. It's ever adjusting, right? So it's like when you hang around people in that energy field, in that vibrational field, what happens is a lot of times it rubs off on you. You start, mentoring. We always had mentors, back in the day, right? People would mentor you into, if you wanted to be an iron worker, you'd get mentored. If you wanted to put on horseshoes, you'd be mentored. You wanted to build buggies, you'd be mentored. You wanted to be, well, it didn't matter, a farmer. There were mentors, right? Well, today we have, we have courses. We have a lot of people with courses, right? And that's great. But, it's nothing like working with somebody individually, that you can connect with them and feel their energy, feel their power, their vibration. And when somebody loves you and they really want to see you succeed, you feel that. And that's what Tony does. That's what I'm saying. It's actually what we both do. But Tony is really a master at that. So those of you that are going, well, maybe I need to step my marketing up, and I'm a little afraid. Well, listen, I've known this guy for decades. This guy's, well, not decades yet. One decade. Almost. I know who you are. You're a good guy. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to take one more of those quick breaks. And when we come back, Tony, where would you like to go?
You mean like on vacation?
How about on the show? Where would you like? Would you like to talk to my audience?
Oh, okay. I'll think about that.
I want to give them something to come back to. So you tell me what they are. What are we going to do?
Well, I love talking about creating our vision and what drives the vision to make success. In other words, there's been too many failures. I don't even have to say that. It's sort of like a way of life. Well, what gets you back up? What gets you out that door? And next thing you know, next year, you're on the Tony D'Urso show because you're a multimillionaire. What is it that does that? I know what that is. I've used it. I've teach awesome. Others. We'll talk about it.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you, If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Love this conversation today, Tony. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host, and I've got Tony Durso here. All right, man. Resilience. You know, when things don't go our way, how do we navigate our future? How do we step back into it? What's your secret?
All right, guys, think about this. Somebody tries something, whatever it is, they failed. They're on the streets. They're broke. They're in debt. They're bankrupt. Whatever bad words you want to call them, they're a bum, they're worthless, whatever, it doesn't matter. Now what? Some of them stay living on the streets or do whatever, but some of them come back, and they come back no matter what. Why? How? How does this happen? Well, whether they know it or not, and of course they know it, because they have this vision in their mind of success, of accomplishing something. And if this didn't work and that didn't work and this didn't work and that didn't work 57 times, 100 times, it doesn't matter. They're going to keep on it because they have this drive, this purpose. So let me cover a few words. Now, you've heard these words, but just because I say to you right now in the audience, milk, sugar, eggs, flour, vanilla, doesn't mean you can go into your kitchen right now and whip me up a beautifully, wonderfully tasting chocolate souffle. Unless you've made it, you wouldn't know how to do it because you need that. You need that recipe. So just like I say vision and say some words, these words are super important. When I say vision, I mean you're like a child and you're dreaming, you're pretending that in the future, hope I'm doing the right way. This is in the future. We're in the future and we're thinking, I'm going to be on stage. I've got a podcast. I've got millions of people listening. I'm dreaming this dream. Yes, it is that much fun. And it's just like that. Now you go into the future, by just imagining, and you turn around and you look back and you go, what am I doing? What did I accomplish? Think about that. Was that a mind twist here? What did I accomplish? You go in the future, you go back and go, what did I just do? Oh, I did this and I did this and I did this. And I actually wrote that up and did that when I started podcasting 8 years ago. I just wrote out my vision of all these things. And guys, it's not this big, massive thing. It's one beautifully well done sentence. I'm not joking. That one sentence could take you a couple of weeks to write. I'm very serious about it. What fuels that? Okay, let's say vision let's say we're at this upside down triangle and the big broad view at the top is the vision. Well, right below it, what fuels it? And you're going to have experts say that I have it backwards. I understand, but I'm a living proof of it. What fuels that is purpose. Now, let's say vision is what you see yourself doing. Because you went into the future, you went back and go, what did I just do? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, this is what I'm doing. This is my vision. Purpose is who are you being? Are you being, who are you being? And consider it like the gas in your vehicle that keeps the vehicle going. It's what makes you keep going. It's that gas. If you run out of gas, you put more in, or you just never go anywhere. If you have a strong purpose, you'll keep seeing that vehicle of yours on the way to its vision is full with the gas. This is your purpose. It's who you're being. That if you really focus on that, again, one really well done, well written sentence, it propels you. And then the third part of this, it's this upside down triangle. There's 8 steps in the vision map, MAP. There's 8 steps. Step 3, and we'll go. This is something to really savor and understand. Step 3 is what I call not your goal, because a goal could get confused, but this is what you've accomplished. This is where you're going. This is, and I'm trying to think of the wording I've used on it. It kind of seems to escape me, but it's your objective. That's what it is. It's your long-term objective. And that's changed over the years because you can accomplish your objective in a couple months to a year. Now, it's not a goal, but it's similar. Goal, because I don't say goal anymore because people think it's a ball in a basket or a ball through the net or a goals. There's experts there. 1 hour goal, 1 day goal, 1 week, 1 month, 1 quarter goal, 1 year goal is like you got too many definitions. So I've taken them out of the equation and I call that my long-term objective. What is it I want to accomplish? And that's what's done. You know, if I podcast and create a podcast, that's done. I've accomplished this. You know, I hit a million listeners. I've accomplished that. So your vision, your purpose, and your objective all go together. And when you have that in sync, it just propels you. I mean, I, with my show, went through one of the worst times this earth has had. So did you a couple years ago. I call it, you know, madness. You know, things went crazy and mad back then. They honestly did. Hundreds of thousands of businesses closed their doors. Yet, because I kept on my vision and purpose.
Yeah, and everything turned out. And I love that. I love that that being part of that, right? It's that's part of, you know, where you're stepping in, you're visualizing yourself as being that which you've become as a result of this vision, right? And this purpose that that's driving this vision. You get it. You live that purpose. You become that purpose, and it becomes you. And as a direct result of that, you know, people start getting you. You know, if there's people out there, you're going, well, nobody gets me. Well, that's only because you haven't got you yet, right? That's it, honestly. Because when you get you, people get you, and you know, and a lot of that has to do with what we do every day on these shows. It's about communication. How do we communicate with ourselves and with each other so that people can effectively understand who you are. Tony does that day and night in the marketing side of this. Because if you're putting marketing out there and they don't get you, they don't get your brand, they don't get why you're even doing it, they don't feel anything, good luck, especially with this day and age. You know, what's happening, Tony, with AI is that there is communication and collaboration were important the last decade. It's going on steroids the next decade, right? You'll have eight things all automated and what have you. If you're not collaborating with somebody, what's going to happen is that you're going to be left out, because you know what? AI is very smart. Okay. You need to collaborate with lots of folks and create your visions together. Tony and I collaborate now and then all the time. I mean, you know, I don't say all the time. Now and then we collaborate. But when we collaborate, man, we get ideas and we take action, right?
We get stuff done.
It's the name of the game. And Tony collaborates with others, right? I'm a collaborator. He's a collaborator, right? You know, it's...
Ken, if I could say one more thing,
together. You got about a minute and a half here, bro.
That's all I need. Guys, there's 43,679, 80 different social media platforms. I'm kind of teasing a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Take what I said in this. Don't try going on all your social media to talk about who you are, what you are, what you do. Pick your biggest social media. Make yourself known there. Write your own posts. Answer your own messages. And just take one and grow it. That's what I did. My social media is in the several hundred thousand because of that. So don't try to be all things. Just try to be yourself and just work on your biggest platform, and you're going to find that's very helpful.
That's really great advice. In other words, you know, if you're building a house, don't try to build five houses at one time. Build one house, finish the house, make it beautiful, spectacular, invite guests in, then go build your next house. I love that. Okay. Tony, thank you so much. I'm out of time, brother. That went like, dude.
It was. It was a great 5 minutes.
It was a great 5 minutes. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend, for being here and sharing your
wisdom
with us.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to thank all of you for being here. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, this show grows with you. So if you will take some time, energy, and effort maybe to go and give us a like on their YouTube, or maybe just share it with one friend, just one friend. That'd be amazing. Maybe 10 friends. That'd even be more amazing. Anyway, I hope this has been a great segment for you. From my heart to yours, keep on looking for and seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and you will be able to do the impossible. Take care.